This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Phoenix Symphony will be in performance Friday through Sunday, April 26th through the 28th at Phoenix Symphony Hall. The program called Mozart and Shostakovich, The Power of Ten, will include the Symphony No. 10 by Dmitri Shostakovich, plus the Piano Concerto No. 10 by Mozart, which features not one but two pianists, Michael Stephen Brown and Adam Golka. Michael Brown is on the phone from his home in New York City. Welcome.
Thanks, Greg. It's a pleasure to be with you.
A pleasure to be with you, too. What a fun piece. There's nothing quite like it in Mozart's output. What drove Mozart to write the piece, and what drove you to want to be able to perform it?
Well, it's always a thrill to play a concerto with an orchestra, and then it's even perhaps more of a thrill to do it with your best friend, or one of your best friends, I should say, to do this Mozart 2 piano concerto. But Mozart wrote it for his sister and himself to play. The piece evolved over certain number of years in his lifetime. The orchestration got expanded at one point. It's an unbelievably delightful and gem of the repertoire. I mean, to put two pianos that where the parts are equal and are in dialogue with each other, who are in turn in dialogue together as a unit with the orchestra, is such a thrilling combination and sonic experience. And it'll be a thrill to really put this together with such a close friend, Adam Golka, who I've known for about 15 years, and my neighbor in New York City, and we're just very, very close.
Have you played this piece before with orchestra?
I have not. This will be actually our first time. This is a piece I've known, and I grew up listening to recordings, and I've studied it, and I've been intrigued by Mozart. I've played a number of the concerti for solo piano, of course, regularly each season, but this is the first time. It's not so often that you can get two pianos and get this piece programmed. Adam and I kind of are friends with music director at Phoenix, Tito Munoz, and we have been talking about cooking up this collaboration for actually a number of years. So it's finally happening, and will be a real fun experience, I think, for all of us. It will be, I believe, all of our first time.
Tell us about your relationship with Adam Golka in terms of working on this. I know you have two Steinway Ds in your apartment. Has that been kind of the primary practice space?
It has, yes. I've got these 2 9-foot Steinway Ds from the late 19th century. They've got names, Octavia and Daria, and they're parked here in my New York apartment, and Adam lives practically a couple of minutes walk away, and he comes over, and we make a nice pour-over coffee, and we argue and talk about the meaning of life, and then we rehearse, and it's a fun process. Yeah, definitely is where it all happens. We've been working on this for quite a while now, so it should be in good shape.
Yeah, it must have been nice during the pandemic to have friends so close.
Well, that was really a saving thing, to have my community of New York friends that we'd certainly start, hanging out and talking about life and music outdoors, and then forming a pod and continue. One thing that I've really loved just being in the professional world where you can make music with your friends is to constantly run ideas and play for your friends and keep that ongoing dialogue and musical exchange really vibrant with people your own age and colleagues. And Adam and I have been doing that for each other for such a long time. So I would think the performance will just be like an extension of our friendship, kind of on public display. And maybe that's how Mozart intended a piece like this to be, too. It's extremely communicative, direct, and music full of dialogues, and
yeah,
great.
It's so interesting you say that, because it sounds like you view music not separate from the rest of your life, but as part of your life, and the people that you work with most that are musicians, you spend a lot of time with in other areas of life as well. It's really exciting.
I think you really are onto something there with me. I prefer to not separate the personal friendships and the music making. I mean, Adam and I, case in point, it's just all one thing. The same thing with my cello piano collaborator, Nick Kanalakis, where we're also just kind of creating art, and programs is also an extension of our lively and ongoing friendship. It's all encompassing, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that stuff goes into it all. These are very exciting musical and, friend relationships for me. They keep me on my toes, and creatively I find, both Adam and Nick are just unbelievable talents and originals, and I learned so much from both of them, and they've support me in different ways in my compositions as well. So it's very exciting to keep not separating these things and make art from the ground up from people you trust and love.
In fact, you have a new album out with Nick, and it's called Bromance. What was the genesis of that? How did you decide to put out this album? How did you decide on the repertoire and then that title?
Yes. Well, it's funny. I met Nick actually at the same place I met Adam at the Ravinia Festival north of Chicago at the Staines Institute when we were students about 15 years ago. Nick and I played in groups, and then we decided to form this cello-piano duo. And we've done comedy videos and interviews and have done, I would say, extra musical things. And again, our concert programs are just an extension of the music that we love, that we'd like to explore together. And so this album is actually comprised of lots of short pieces. It's anchored by four romances. The B in front of it is just it's also a musical symbol, could be a flat. But there you get the bromance, which is like our friendship. We're pretty inseparable. So within this program, it's a real kind of eclectic mixtape album. There's some of my own music, some of Nick's music, as well as very, very interesting works for cello and piano by Lucas Foss and Sibelius and Alberto Ginastera, and lots of other stuff, and some of arrangements of the Gershwin Preludes by Nick and these Bulgarian folk melodies. So I'll say it's an interesting album. We had fun putting it together. It's definitely a lot of short pieces. It's not like a two sonata album. We're going to do that too. But this was something we've always wanted to do, where the album kind of is all these short pieces, but harmonically it's linked. And we think it has a narrative journey and an arc to it.
Talk about your friendship with Tito Munoz over the years. When did you meet Tito, and how did that relationship develop?
I met Tito Munoz when I was 12 years old at the French Woods Music Camp in upstate New York. And Tito was my camp counselor. He was a couple years older than I am. Actually, he still is. He was great. I remember he was conducting the student orchestra, and I really looked up to Tito as a role model, as someone to emulate, as someone who was a little older and more mature. And he was a great guide for me at the time. And then we lost touch. Do you know how sometimes life takes people? You just don't see people for, you know, a couple decades. Well, this literally was a couple decades. And Adam said, I'm going to this event with Tito Munoz. And I said, oh, I'd love to come. He used to be my camp counselor. And then I reminded him of that. He remembered me. And that sort of reignited our friendship with each other. And then in the last couple of years, I've seen Tito several times. And we kept talking about this idea to do the Mozart 2 piano concerto with Adam all together. And now it's finally happening. So it really is one of those amazing stories of connection that Adam brought us back together, even though I had met him when I was 12.
Pianist Michael Stephen Brown, who joins fellow pianist Adam Golka in the Phoenix Symphony, led by maestro Tito Munoz, for three performances of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 10 for two pianos at Phoenix Symphony Hall. The program called Mozart and Shostakovich, The Power of 10, will also include the Symphony No. 10 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Michael Brown, thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.